Welcome to Sunday Morning at Faith Assembly, featuring the ministry of Senior Pastor Phil Goss. We're glad you've joined us. Now, here's Pastor Goss.
Them and follow along with us this morning. We're in this series that we've even called The Puzzles of Relationships. That relationship is a multi-faceted piece of thing that goes through us day after day after day that we have to keep putting together. It's this puzzle that we just kind of, does this piece fit? Does this piece work? How do I do this? Where do I go with this? It's just not a single thing. There's bunches and muches of pieces in this puzzle. Today we're going to look at piece number four, raise the value. I thought it'd be a good thing to talk about since it's Mother's Day and it's a day of appreciation. 1 Thessalonians 5:11, encourage each other. Build each other up just as you are already doing. 1 Corinthians 16:17. I'm very glad that Stephanus and Fortunus and Archaeus have come here. They've been providing the help you weren't able to give to me. They have been a wonderful encouragement to me as they have been to you. You must show your appreciation to all who serve so well. Now, I'm going to mention two words this morning that we're going to look at today that will just raise the value of your relationship. Those words are appreciation and encouragement. We express appreciation and encouragement to other people. We feel appreciation. Now, if we'll do that, we'll raise the value of that relationship. And how many of you understand that relationships need to increase in value? You see, if you bought a new car and you drive it off the lot, you know the meaning of the term depreciation, right? And so when something appreciates, it raises its value. And we understand the meaning of discourage, but when you encourage somebody, it gives them courage. And so to increase the value of your relationships, you're going to have to really work at being appreciative of that relationship, and you're going to have to give encouragement to people around it. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. Don't use foul or abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. Now, we're really good at tearing down. We're not real good at building up. And so we're going to look at these two words today as an effort to help us put some pieces together in this relationship that can really increase the value of it. First of all, what should I appreciate? What should I appreciate? Number one, I should appreciate people's donation to my life. Everyone has people in their lives who have hurt them. And isn't it amazing how we focus on that and we focus on them and we let them hinder our growth and our maturity? But you know what? Every person also has someone in your life who has helped you, someone who's encouraged you, someone who's made a difference in your life. And do you appreciate that? Sometimes we so focus in on the negative, we don't see the positive. Philippians chapter 1, verse 3. Notice what Paul writes to these people. Every time I think of you, I give thanks to my God. Whenever I pray, I make my request for all of you with joy. For you've been my partners in spreading the good news about Christ from the time you first heard it until now. And I'm certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns. So it's right that I should feel as I do about all of you. For you have a special place in my heart. You share with me the special favor of God, both in my imprisonment and in defending and confirming the truth of the good news. I want to tell you today that you and I need to focus on the people who have donated something to our lives that has made us better. I have a gentleman that I've known since I've been pretty small, as a little kid. He was my dad's first cousin. They were best of friends. They lived next door to each other. Whenever we'd go see Grandma, he and his boys would be there. I spent a lot of time playing ball with his sons. That man has made a donation into my life because I watched him as a godly man be a coach. I watched him in ministry. I watched his life. I watched what he did, and I thought, wow, this guy's something else. And even as a youngster, he just made an impression on me. And all throughout my life, I have watched him and seen him and know that he is someone who has made a difference in my life just simply because of the way he lived his life. Do you know you can make a difference in someone's life as an example that you live before them? And so there's appreciation to him. And, you know, every once in a while I'll call him. He's in his upper 80s now, still going, still playing tennis every day. And just call and talk to him. How you doing? How's it going? Just want to stay in touch. Because I appreciate what he's done for me. And you and I should appreciate those people who have donated into our life, who have stuck with us through the thick and the thin. They may not be spectacular. They may not be superstars. They might not do anything out of the ordinary, but they just stay with you. You know, some of you have a marriage partner who has stuck with you through a lot of junk. You need to appreciate their loyalty. And so you and I need to understand there are people in our lives, just as there's people who's hurt us, there's also people who's made a huge donation into our life. And we need to appreciate that. We need to be grateful for that. We need to think about that. Today is a day that our nation set aside to think about the donation that people have made into our lives. And we need to be grateful for it and appreciate it. Secondly, I should appreciate people's differences. Aren't you glad everybody's not like you? I am. You know? But see, too often we try to make everybody alike. We're kind of like Baloo. I want to be like you. I want to walk like you. I want to talk like you. And you see it, you know, how it goes. We have this concept that everybody should think like me. And when we talk to them, we think, oh, they're not, they think like me. When we look at things, you should see it like I see it. You know, rather than appreciate somebody's difference, because we're all different. And God made us that way. And he says, look, I've created you to be different people. And you can either resent the differences or you can appreciate the differences. And everyone, the old song said, is beautiful in their own way. But you see, all throughout life, we have to deal with people who are not like us. They don't think like we do. They don't act like we do. They don't like the same stuff we do. You know, they don't eat like we do. They don't go to the places that we like to go to. What's wrong with them? Right? And we can just think, wow, they're different, and we can make it a source of conflict. And if you're not careful, your differences will separate your relationships. Your differences will create problems because you focus on them and because you're trying to force everybody into this nice little mold. And when they don't conform to the way you think everything should be, then you begin to create tension in the relationship. And rather than resist the differences and make them a source of conflict, why don't you just appreciate the differences that all of us have? And that's how God made us different. Colossians 3:13. Make allowances for each other's faults. Forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourself with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. No two people are alike. And one of the marks of maturity is your ability to accept the differences in people's lives. Now, if you're a parent and you're raising children, isn't it amazing how different your kids can be? You think they come from the same place. How in the world can it be like this? They're raised in this home, and yet one's like this, and one's like this, and, you know, one is... I know a family, I've known them for years. Again, they got two boys. One of the boys is homeless, wants to be homeless, fights anyone who tries to help him. The other has risen the ranks of success in the military and is a decorated veteran. Different as night and day, and yet brothers. We are just different. And rather than that difference is you look at them and go, boy, they're weird. While they're looking at you going, boy, you're weird. Why don't we just appreciate the differences that all of us have and we're not alike and God didn't intend for us to be and quit trying to make everybody else like you? No one else is like you. Thank goodness. Appreciate the differences. Next, I should appreciate people's kind deeds. I should appreciate the things that people do for me. That's what, again, this day is about. You appreciate people who have done a lot for you, regardless of the results. You know, if you have your kids, again, you're working on something and your kid, your five-year-old, your six-year-old comes up and says, I want to help. Well, you know right away they're not going to help you, right? They're going to make matters worse. But you care about the kid. You want to humor them. You know, okay, come on, let's do this. And you know what? They try to help you with the job, and all they do is make more work for you, don't they? Have you ever noticed relationships are kind of like that? I want to have a relationship. Well, all you're going to do is make more work for me. Appreciate the effort. Appreciate what people do. Not just for you, but you know what? You and I should appreciate the things that people do for others. 1 Thessalonians 1:2. We always thank God for all of you and pray for you constantly. As we pray to our God and our and Father about you, we think of your faithful work, your loving deeds, and the enduring hope you have because of our Lord Jesus Christ. Things do not have to be perfect to be appreciated. And too often, we nag instead of brag. We just want things this way. And if you try and wait till things are perfect with your home or your spouse or your kids or at work or at church, you will never appreciate anybody or anything because nothing and no one is perfect. And if you're expecting perfection, you're going to be disappointed and you're going to ruin relationships. And you see, sometimes what we do is we expect perfection out of others, but we accept imperfection in us. And so you and I should be thankful. Be thankful for our parents for just being our parents. Man, look at what they had to put up with. And that's what God means when he wants you to honor your parents. We need to appreciate people for what they're doing. It might not be perfect. It's not going to be perfect. It might not even be what you expected, but at least they're trying. And can we appreciate that in the midst of it all? And so as we come to this place, there's this thing called appreciation. I need to appreciate what people have donated into my life. I need to appreciate what they put into me and what they have done for me. I need to appreciate the differences that we all have and that we all are and marvel at God's creative ability and understand that nobody's alike and people are just who they are and I just need to accept people as they are and I need to come to that place where I appreciate what people do to try and the deeds that they do. And in order to show that appreciation, I have to show encouragement. I have to show encouragement. How do I do that? How do I encourage people? Because if I'm appreciative, I'm going to express it, right? Hello? Yeah, you are. Okay, so I'm going to come to that place where, okay, I appreciate this. I appreciate them for being different. I appreciate what they've got. Can I express that? So how do I show encouragement? Now, please hear me. You don't encourage somebody and then correct them. That's not called encouragement. You're not encouraging when you say, hey, I love you, I just want you to hear my heart. I'm not going to hear your heart, I'm going to hear your tongue. And I need to not hear that. Mark Twain once said, I can go 2 good weeks on one compliment. Paul notes the importance of encouragement. Look at Romans 1:10. One of the things I always pray for is the opportunity, God willing, to come at last to see you. For I long to visit you so that I can bring some spiritual gift that'll help you grow strong in the Lord. When we get together, I want to encourage you in your faith, but I also want to be encouraged by yours. Wow, that's encouragement. So three things about encouragement. Number one, it needs to be real. It needs to be real. Don't give somebody what you want. Give them what they want. And too often we want to encourage them, oh good, they did something I like. Let me encourage them so they'll do that again. That's selfish, isn't it? That's not genuine, is it? It's not really real, is it? Romans chapter 12, verse 9. Don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. You see, if it's not real, it's called flattery. It needs to be genuine. You're doing this not to get something from them. In other words, well, I'm going to do this, and then they'll do in return. See, if you give somebody a compliment, and they don't say anything, and walk away, and they just say thank you, and they go away, well, that's not the way. You should be able to compliment me after I've complimented you. I mean, I've told you these nice things, but you never tell the nice things about me. You haven't given them encouragement, have you? It hasn't been genuine, has it? It hasn't been real. You know, you're not trying to butter them up. And we've talked about in the course of this series, and part of these pieces is, you know, you and I are to love all people, even those people you don't like. And that means you need to appreciate them and you need to express that in some way and really mean it. Crossing a line, aren't I? You know, you mean you want me to say something nice to somebody I don't like? Well, I don't care, but God does. And God says, you know what, even the people you don't think mean anything and you don't care for, I love, I made, and you need to appreciate them as well, and you need to tell them. You know what, if you just tell them, it might change the whole relationship. Instead of picking on them, picking them apart because of this and this and this and this, why don't you appreciate something about them? And why don't you tell them about it? Proverbs 10:21, the words of the godly encourage many, but fools are destroyed by their lack of common sense. So I need to genuinely express appreciation, and I need to mean it. And I don't need to make somebody, well, I'll try to find something I like about them. I'll just try to dig deep and get something in there I like. And then I just hope they appreciate what I have to say to them. You know, and I'll try to say this. And I don't think it'll make any difference. But I know I got to just save your breath. Appreciate people and encourage them and make it real. You see, if you work at making it real, it might change you. Which might change the relationship. I'll keep going. It needs to be recognizable. In other words, you ever had somebody walk up to you, say, well, you know what? You're just like your dad. Now, when somebody says that to me, I'm thinking, is that a compliment or is it not a compliment? Just which way are we going here? You thinking I'm like him because of this? Do you think I'm like here because of this? You know, I don't know. Which way am I supposed to take this? Do you really mean that? I don't get it. And so sometimes you can give a compliment that isn't clear to the person about what you're really trying to say. And so you need to say something. When you say it, they need to recognize immediately that it's an encouragement. And sometimes we think we're being encouraging, but we're not. All we've done is left the person confused. Well, I think they meant well. I don't understand really what they said. You know, do they really mean this? I don't get it. Proverbs 12:25. Worry weighs a person down. An encouraging word cheers a person up. It needs to be clear and specific. It needs to be recognizable. You know, you need to express this to people all around you. Well, I'm just not that way. It's not my personality. Change it. You can. You want your relationships to be better? Couldn't we all agree that relationships would be better if we'd just start appreciating each other and express that in some form of encouragement to one another? Rather than picking apart the little faults that we see that we don't like and trying to change them and fix them. You see, the positive always works much better than the negative. And if you want to help a relationship and if you want to grow in people's lives, the positive will always outweigh the negative. That you'll have a much better chance of somebody changing if you'll just be positive with them and with you and be honest about it than you always ripping each other apart. And sometimes what we try to do in the midst of relationships is we just nag, 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 nag. Fix, 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 fix. Change, 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 change. Do this, do this, do this, do this. And is it any wonder that creates distance? No one wants to be around somebody who always does that. Whereas if we'd just be pleasant and appreciate the differences, appreciate what they've done, appreciate what they've been willing to donate into lives, and if we'd just look at that and be willing to express some encouragement to them, it'd make a huge difference in every relationship you've got. You know, again, Proverbs 12:25, worry weighs a person down, an encouraging word cheers a person up. Do it. Then it needs to be regular. Regular. Well, you know, I don't know why I need to do that. I don't need to tell my wife I love her. She knows it. No, you need to tell her. Well, I told her once. I'll let her know if something changes. You know, you need to express appreciation and encouragement to your mom more than just a special day. You see, a single rose given while someone's alive is much more valuable than a wreath given at a funeral. To be willing to say, you know what, I'm going to do this on a regular basis. No one gets tired of hearing good. Galatians 6:9. Let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. Therefore, whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone, especially those in the family of faith. Hebrews 10:25, let's not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near. You see, once you give encouragement, you're not done. You've just started. And the more thankful you are, the more willing you're going to be to give thanks. And people who live in that attitude, who create that atmosphere at work, at home, wherever they're at, or that attitude of gratitude, that willingness to express what's going on that is good, will live longer and healthier lives than everybody else. And if you're not given appreciation on a regular basis and encouraging people regularly, you need to make some changes so that you can do that. Because that will add value to your relationships. It will make them more important and it will help them to grow. And this sounds like such a little thing, but I don't know that anything will have more of a positive effect on your life and the life of others than this. Quit looking for all the bad. We know there's enough to go around of that, don't we? Look for the good. That doesn't mean you don't see the bad. It just means you choose to focus on the good rather than the bad. And just kind of as a little footnote, how do you receive appreciation and encouragement? Well, when someone gives you encouragement, don't put them down or act like it doesn't matter. Receive it with grace and give thanks. Just say thank you. Don't say, well, I don't believe you. And some of you would hear a kind word more often, but every time someone gives one to you, you tell them they're lying. I don't believe you. Or you pull the argument card. Well, no, I'm not. I'm not like that. That's not the way who I am. You're just lying to me. Or they say a nice thing to you. Well, what do you want now? Or they say something nice to you. Well, it's about time. We're good at putting that fire out, aren't we? So what do you say when somebody encourages you? Please hear me. I'm going to give you some great advice. Thank you. And walk away. Thank you. And be grateful. Thank you. If you'll do that, you might hear some more. If you don't, you just heard the last of it. Now here's the deal. How good are you at expressing your appreciation to God? Do you know that God gave you the Bible to encourage you? That he wants to be your encouragement? Romans chapter 15, verse 2. We should help others do what is right. And what? Build them up in the Lord. Not tear them down. Build them up. For even Christ didn't live to please himself. As the scriptures say, the insults of those who insult you, O God, have fallen on me. Such things were written in the scriptures long ago to teach us. And the scriptures give us hope and encouragement as we wait patiently for God's promise to be fulfilled. May God, who gives this patience and encouragement, help you live in complete harmony with each other as is fitting for followers of Christ. Then all of you can join together with one voice, giving praise and glory to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, accept each other just as Christ has accepted you, so that God will be given glory. God made us to serve him and to honor him. And if I'm going to honor him, that means I need to honor his creation. And he made us, didn't he? And he understands what sin has done to us and how it has hurt us and how it affects us every day. And you and I can look at the effects of sin in people's lives and be negative about it and talk negative about it and just focus in on it. But God also put good in our lives, didn't he? And you and I are called upon to focus on that. If we'll focus on the good, God will deal with the bad. And so I need to be a person who has appreciation today, every day, for the people in my life and the people that God has brought into my life. And I need to look at the positive things about them because they're there. And I need to recognize them and appreciate them. And then I need to express it. I need to encourage people. I need to thank people. I need to be a person who is grateful. If I'll do that, please hear me. It'll change you more than it'll change anybody else. It's easy to be negative. To be positive, which means you're going to be living by faith. It's hard to stay positive, isn't it? It's hard to overlook the things people have done. It's hard to not focus in on that and let that be what we say about them rather than looking at the good rather than the bad. And yet all throughout the scripture, God says, look, I'm going to encourage you. I'm going to give you my word, and I want you to encourage one another. And on this day where we show appreciation and we give encouragement, let it be the start of doing it every day to the people who mean something in our lives. Don't wait until it's too late. So, simple question. Who do you need to look at and be appreciative of what they've done? Who do you need to encourage? Not just mom, but who else? I'm going to give you a little assignment. Every day this week, can you have some appreciation for the people around you? And would you speak encouragement at least to one other person every day this week? Now, please hear me. Not the same person. You're not getting off that easy. A kind word, encouraging action, will add huge value to all your relationships. 2 Corinthians 13:11. Dear brothers and sisters, I close my letter with these last words. Be joyful. Grow to maturity. Encourage each other. Live in harmony and peace. Then the God of love and peace will be with you. May the God of love and peace be with you.
Thank you for joining us for today's service. If you would like to talk with someone about what you've heard, please visit our website at faith.ag or call us at 239-543-2700. If you're in the Fort Myers area and don't already have a church home, you're invited to join us for Sunday morning at 8:15 and 10:45 a.m. Faith Assembly is located at 7101 Bayshore Road. Join us again next week for Sunday Morning. Faith Assembly Sunday Morning is a production of Faith Assembly Media Tech, North Fort Myers, Florida.